Unit 13, Audio 51.
So, what difference will the internet have on the way people buy music?
Well, like everywhere else, downloads of singles are growing rapidly in Ireland. They accounted for about 45% of singles sold last year, and that was from legal sites like iTunes. The real figure for downloads is probably a lot higher when you think of file sharing, P2P and so on. So, it is a problem for the music stores, but they aren't too worried. Sales of singles in-store have dropped slightly, but album sales haven't crashed like they have in the UK. And overall, turnover has stayed more or less the same.
So why is that? If music sales in the rest of Europe have fallen substantially, why hasn't there been a significant drop here?
I think it's the way we think of our music, and we think in terms of albums, not singles. It could all change, of course, but for the moment, it's albums that people want. The number of people with broadband is growing gradually, but there are still lots of places where broadband isn't available, so it's a lot quicker just to drive to the local music store.
As a music producer, do you see the internet as a threat?
Yes and no. P2P and file sharing will always be a problem for the big music retailers. But I think the internet is a fantastic tool, not just for letting people hear your music. Think of artists like Gnarls Barkley and Arctic Monkeys. If you want to make a single yourself and get yourself heard, broadband and digital technology make it a lot easier. And it means that the number of artists has risen substantially. People are listening to different sounds, and that can only be a good thing.